You're with Lori Dubose. Tomorrow we are excited for the Ecumenical Ministries Chili for Charity Cook-Off. And to tell us about it is the Director of Ecumenical Ministries, Sally Dean. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks for having me.
It's just time has flown, and now it's finally here.
Yes, tomorrow morning. It looks like the weather's going to be great, so that's exciting.
Not too hot, not too cold, and no rain.
Right, dry. That's what we want, dry.
Yes, it is. So tell us all about the event that folks have been hearing us talk about for a while now.
All right, this is Ecumenical Ministries' 22nd event. This year we have 24 teams, a lot of returning teams, and a few new teams that'll be out there. For the kids, we have the Balloon Man will be back. Dr. G, you know, the balloon creations he makes are pretty amazing. We have the Mechanical Bull for kids and for adults. That's always a lot of fun. We have a couple of zoo ambassadors coming from the Gulf Coast Zoo. Not sure what they're going to be. Last year they brought the African porcupine and he was a big hit. So
yes, that
he
was very unusual.
It was fun to see. Also this year, what we have is the Southern Star Search and Rescue Team. They're going to bring out a couple of their search and rescue dogs, and they will be giving demonstrations on how the dogs are able to find people and talking with kids about what you do if you should end up lost in the woods or that sort of thing. So I think that's going to be educational and fun for the kids.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So besides, and then we have Blind Dog Mockenhauers. You know that he's always out there. He's going to be on stage again. He's always a good crowd pleaser, so we enjoy that. We have our famous baked good sale. Lots of home baked goods. We'll be selling hot dogs and we will be selling sodas, and you can taste all the chili you want to taste. 24 teams, that's quite a bit of chili.
So the teams are comprised of what? Families, businesses, charitable organizations?
Pretty much businesses, organizations. I've got three or four churches. I've got some businesses. Both utility companies, Riviera and Baldwin EMC, they both always come out and support this event. Riviera is usually the team to beat. The Kiwanis Club. I got a few Kiwanis Clubs coming out. I got a few Point Clear Rotary will be out there. Sunset Rotary be out there.
I believe we had some restaurants last year, too.
Yes. I don't have any restaurants this year. So okay. It's pretty much organizations and churches and, that type of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So they are challenged with making the chili, whatever recipe they want.
Right.
And what are your categories in the judging and the prizes? Tell us about that.
We have three prizes for best chili, first, second, and third. We have Tom Jones Pottery again. Tom Jones was actually the originator of this event 22 years ago. It was his idea. His pottery was prizes, and at one time he was making chili bowls for the event. The other thing we have is a booth competition. That's a lot of fun. We have first, second, and third of that.
The decor.
The
how
decor
they
of the book. Yeah, and yeah, some of them get really elaborate.
Scooby-Doo
group? And that was Jubilee Shores Methodist Church.
They were so cute.
It'll be interesting what they come up with this year. I think their theme was Jurassic Park when they signed up. So we'll see what they come up with this year. They're usually pretty clever. Then we have best apron. And we have one prize for that. And then we have the People's Choice, which is actually a fundraiser for the event in which people can put a dollar into the best chili. And then we, of course, get the proceeds from that. But, it's a People's Choice Award.
Right. You vote with your money.
Right.
Which
right.
one you want to be the favorite.
Right.
Okay. And so this all kicks off tomorrow.
Right.
11:30 a.m.
At the gate, tickets are $15. Children 12 and under are free.
I'm so impressed you've kept that $15
yes,
price tag.
Yes, we try to. Well, Ecumenical is all about families, and we want to make it a really good family event, so that's why the kids are free, and we try to have a lot of things that kids can do, because a lot of kids aren't really into chili, but they do like the other things that are there. If you go on Eventbrite today, they are $12.50. But tomorrow morning it's just tickets will be sold at the gate and they'll be $15.
And for those that are so used to going to Oak Hollow Farm, it's not there. It's at Coastal Alabama Community
College.
Right,
and this will be our third year out there.
Yes.
We moved just a few years ago. It seems to be a really great location for us.
It works out nice. The stage is good, too.
And you really don't need to really worry about parking. Of course, there's a lot of parking around the college, but Fairhope United Methodist Church, which is right behind the amphitheater, we can use their parking lot as well, which really opens up that there's a lot of parking available.
Okay. Well, how exciting. If someone's hearing this for the first time, which I can't believe is possible, and decide they want to join and participate, are you taking teams this late?
It's a little tough for me to take a team this late because actually I'm leaving here and I'm meeting my guys out at the amphitheater and we're going to start setting up the booths. You know, if you really feel you need to have a team, you could probably talk me into put you in there somewhere. But yeah, it's kind of late. But
kind of a done deal. Yeah,
kind of a done deal.
Okay.
Right.
And tell us why raising money and doing events like these are so important for Ecumenical Ministries.
Well, Ecumenical Ministries has been a social service agency for a little over 50 years, and we have an emergency aid program, which we help families in crisis with utility and rent, and we have two food pantries, one in Fairhope, one in Foley. We have a all-county home repair program that we do repairs such as replace roofs, build ramps, do plumbing, septic work, whatever we can do to help save the home of a low-income homeowner. We have Meals on Wheels programs here and in the Foley area. We also have a community development program in which we go into the communities and we try and see what type of issues that the community may have that they need a little bit of help organizing to see what they can, if they can solve those. So there's so much that Ecumenical does, and this is the only fundraiser we do each year. So we try to make it the best. We also like to be out in the community so that you can see kind of who we are and we can see who you are. And it's just a great time. I've always been told by people to go out there that, wow, this is kind of, we get to see people we don't normally see, that you've been friends for years, but you get a lose touch, but they're all within the Ecumenical family, actually. You know, so it's pretty, it's a fun event.
And then your other means of fundraising, of course, is Emmy's Thrift Store.
Right.
And for those that may go in or drive by, you've got construction and some major projects going on.
Yeah,
tell us
that
about
construction.
That.
Actually, I got excited. They put windows in yesterday.
Oh, good.
We are building a new administrative building slash kitchen for our Meals on Wheels program. That, when that is finished, the offices are actually in the building that we are is actually going to be all Emmys. So we are expanding the store. It'll be twice the size. Hopefully by next year at this time, we'll
Yay.
Get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been in there, it's a very crowded little
store.
I think
I bought this blouse.
Yeah, me too.
I probably have something on from there.
But it's crowded. And as the city is growing, as the area is growing, that store continues to be more and more crowded. We're having problems even going through all the donations. We just don't have the space. So we were given the opportunity, actually, Sally gave us the opportunity, in which it caused us problems with our roof. We needed to redo something with that building, and with a grant from Single Tax that started us out, and then we did some fundraising, we're able to be able to do on this project.
How nice.
I'm excited, really excited about
that. That's really awesome. And great news for Emmy's Thrift Store, which funds and fuels
Yes,
Ecumenical
Emmys is
Ministries.
Very important. We put a lot of our home repair money comes through the profits from that thrift store. So if you're donating to us, that your donations turn into somebody's roof, somebody's ramp, that sort of thing, because that money goes right back out into the community. We are a total community thrift store. Everything that's brought into us, all of the money raised there is spent right back into the community.
And I'm glad to hear that. It's like we're almost trained. Oh, just drop it off at Goodwill. No, stop. Take it to Emmy's. What types of items do you accept or don't accept?
We accept pretty much everything that you would know. We're more of a little boutique-ish as far as a thrift store. So home repair stuff and that kind of stuff is really not what we can take. But of course, all the furniture, appliances, clothing does well. Being in Fairhope, we get a lot of really nice clothing, as
jewelry,
you know.
Jewelry
does
jewelry
well.
There, yeah.
You know, artwork, glassware, you know, anything that you would expect to see in a housewares department.
Mm-hmm.
And when we expand the store, we'll have a little bit more room, so probably have more furniture and that sort of stuff. We have a very limited space for furniture, but we do get some pretty nice stuff in there at times.
Oh, I know. One of my sofas came from there. So, as you know, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, yes.
And for those that aren't familiar, where is the office and the thrift store?
We are at 564 Fairhope Avenue. We're across the street from the post office, a little bit further east, across from that great big white building that's there and the new construction that's there next to Ace Hardware. it's easy to find.
Yes, right across from the post office, pretty much in that new, like you said, new construction. Well, Sally, thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
No, I just hope everybody comes out. Lori will be out there tomorrow. Her and Mark will be on the stage. They have been our MCs for quite a few years.
I've lost count how many years. We joke on the radio that we enjoy MCing more than we did judging.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that will only judge once.
Yeah, but, it's a tough job.
It is a tough job. But I've got my 8 judges again. And so we're in good shape. I'm looking forward to it. Leaving here to go over to the college and get it set up. And then we'll see everybody 11:30 tomorrow morning.
Very excited. The Ecumenical Ministries Chili for Charity Cook-Off tomorrow, 11:30. You can get tickets at the gate, $15, 12
or
and under
on eventbrite.com today for $12.50 each.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori.
Sally Dean. It is now 8:34 and 69 degrees.